Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Carrie L. Murphy. Carrie Murphy is the international best-selling author of 6 books, including Treasures of Heaven, Lessons from the Other Side, and Create Change Now. She is the award-winning host of the globally syndicated radio show, The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, which was awarded the title of Best Spiritual Radio Show and has 750,000 listeners. Carrie is also a seminar presenter and speaker, soul success coach, and the president CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions. Following a near-death experience in 1997, Carrie's purpose became clear. She has been devoted to increasing the consciousness of the planet and creating positive global change ever since. She thrives on inspiring her clients, audiences, and readers to become the soul-driven, conscious creators they are intended to be. If you're ready to shine and live a lifestyle deserving of your soul's brilliance, Carrie will help you step onto that grand stage and co-create your destiny in a way that is perfectly aligned with your soul. To connect with Carrie L. Murphy online, visit her website at www.carriemurphy.com. That's CARIMURPHY.com. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Margot. It's so good to be here with you.
Oh, it's so good to have you on the show. I find you so inspiring on Facebook, and I just really, 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 really wanted to have you on the show so that my listeners could get to know you in case they didn't already know you. And so I'm excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I've been enjoying you on Facebook as well, so this is good to connect with your audience, and I love expanding our communities and bringing them together, and so thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, that's one of the things that I absolutely really, really, really like about Facebook is the fact that you're able to connect with like-minded people all over the world, all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and some of the people I've met that I've gotten to be better friends with actually even live right here in my county, but I wouldn't have met them if I hadn't met them through friends on Facebook. You know, so it's an incredible tool if you use it in that sort of way. You know, I hear so many people complaining about it, but then again, there are a lot of people that complain about everything.
Well, I see people connecting with their soul families and people who almost feel more connected to the people that they share things with in an environment like that than they do with their own families and friends in their home environment. So I think it's a great space and place for people to, like you said, meet people that are like-minded or like-hearted and that are, I find it soul family coming together, you know, and we know each other, and you know it energetically, and you can feel it, like, oh, I know that person, or I so connect with the way that they share things. And so I see that happening all the time. It's interesting because the internet, to me, has really been a huge, it's been a support system for me. After my near-death experience in 1997, that was right when AOL was becoming big. And I was able to connect with people on the internet from all over the world who had also had near-death experiences. And it was like I was being connected with people who would understand my journey. And so I have found the internet to be so supportive of a community for all of us. And clearly that's how we met. So awesome.
That's so true. That is so true. And what you said, though, I loved what you said about like-minded and like-hearted. And it's funny because I had just been thinking about that the other day, about like-minded. We got inspired to go see Selma on Martin Luther King Day on Monday night, my husband and I. And they were talking about like-minded, and I started thinking about like-minded, and then I was thinking, well, what I really mean by like-minded are like-hearted people that have similar similar.
It's a resonance. It's an energetic resonance that I find that people respond to with others, and it does stem from the heart. It is that heart to heart feeling that you have, and I mean, it's a combination of body, mind, soul. I mean, it's our thoughts, it's our emotions, it's all of it. But it's what I have come to realize is simply a resonance where we know someone at a heart and soul level. And that's what I was talking mm-hmm. about earlier. You know when you know someone. I know mm-hmm. you. I know that energy, and I like it, and I feel comfortable in it, or I feel inspired by it. Because so often... Mm-hmm. People around us will activate inner knowings within us just by the way that they communicate. I get letters all the time from people that say, oh, the way that you said this when you wrote it like this, or the way you said it on your show, I realized, oh, my God, it triggered something in them that helped them open up new avenues of inspiration within them. It's all about awakening and remembering. So it's exciting when that happens.
Yeah. It is. It is. And I know exactly what you mean, because the friends that I have that are the most wonderful to be with are the ones that I feel that heart-to-heart connection with right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, where you can just be yourself. You can be your weird, unique, amazing self. And it's not about societal expectations or societal roles or what you should say or do or be. You know, it's nice to have communities where you can just be who you really are. And that's what I find is most inspiring about these groups on Facebook, on, you know, and shows like yours. People come mm-hmm. together and we understand one another.
Right, right, exactly. Now, Carrie, you coined the term soul success coach. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. My old life prior to my near-death experience was about traditional counseling psychology was what I went to school for. So after my near-death experience, I thought, okay, I've got to completely expand into something new. Doesn't mean I have to, you know, throw away everything that I've learned, but I knew that it had to expand in new ways and go beyond what I was traditionally taught. So including, you know, all of these expanded ways of thinking, feeling, knowing that I had gained because of the near-death experience, my intuition. So I wanted to be able to mm-hmm. include all of those things in the way that I worked with individuals. So I thought, okay, well, everything for me now is soul-driven, soul-based. So why don't I phrase the way that I lead coaching with that word? And, of course, success is, you know, we all want success. We all want success in all avenues of life. How can we, you know, improve the quality of our lives in every way? So, but for me, it's about leading from the soul. It's not about the outside-in kind of living. It's really about inside-out living, where you're creating from the inside out. You're not waiting for an external marker of some kind to determine your success. Because what I learned was that oftentimes people think, oh, well, once I get that PhD or that master's degree or that certification, or once I'm acknowledged publicly in this way or whatever, I will feel successful. And mm-hmm. what I have learned since my near-death experience is success is so, it's not that way at all. It's about internal markers of success. It's about feeling that you're honoring your own inner guidance. You learn to trust it. It's feeling mm-hmm. good from within. And so that's why I phrased it that way. And I've kept it that way for years now, because it is more coaching than therapy, which is what I was trained in years ago. And I have all mm-hmm. these new fun tools in my, quote, tool belt, you know, with NLP and all kinds of different things, numerology, that I have found interesting and fun to add to what I do. So, but basically it's inside out living rather than outside in.
No, and I can totally relate to that. That's how I live, is from the inside out. And I totally get what you're saying, and that success is having a life that you enjoy, in my opinion, a life where you're living the way you feel that you're supposed to live and not by somebody else's rules.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's when you wake up excited about the day and you wake up knowing that it's really what I have learned, it's realizing that we are the only ones responsible for the quality of our lives. We're the only ones that can wake up and make a choice that will change the direction of our life. I mean, it's really, really fascinating to me when I see people really claim that power. And this isn't egoic power in any way. It's that kind of power that stems from the soul, that means that you have claimed your right to determine how you're going to live your day, how you're going to feel, what choices you're going to make. And it's really all about conscious living, where we're consciously making choices in as many moments as possible that will allow for the optimal unfolding of our divine destiny. And once we realize that we have that power, life becomes so much more fun. And I love working with people when they realize that and they're not waiting for anything or anyone outside of them to determine the quality of their lives.
Oh, I totally relate, and that's why I got into doing coaching also, is to help people feel that way, to start feeling joy on a daily basis and not be measuring it by external success. I totally agree with you. You've published 6 books, Carrie, with your latest one, Treasures of Heaven, Lessons from the Other Side. What made this book different from the others?
This one, I finally talk about the specifics of my near-death experience. And I've talked about it in different ways and perhaps the messages in different books. But this one, I actually describe what happened, and I describe how it expanded my awareness and my consciousness, and it changed who I was. I talk about that, but then I talk about everything that I have learned and remembered, is the way I like to look at it, since then, because that sort of opened me up. But that was in 1997, and every single day I get new insights and new layers and levels of understanding and remembrance about who we are as souls, why we're here, and it never ends. It's just continual revelations that come through me, and for any of you who follow me on certain groups and pages, I love how it just comes through, and I'm just this open vessel where, and I forget what I write after I write it, and so I have to go back and go, wow, okay, that's interesting, you know, because it's coming from a higher part of me, and, you know, sometimes, you know, it's fascinating for me to realize, wow, I didn't know that I knew that. But, you know, clearly it's time for me to share this information. And that's what happened with this last book. It's really about teaching the empowering principles that I have come to understand better and better. And it's about how I've learned about embodying these principles and these feelings, and how that's so important, not just intellectually understanding the concepts of success or healing or growth or expansion, but really embodying these concepts and principles. And what I mean by that is embodying self-love and embodying compassion for ourselves and others, embodying forgiveness and embodying empowerment. They're all frequencies that we are intended to feel and experience and embody. And then once we do, life opens up, and we encounter opportunities in other people who are a match to that embodied state. So I talk about all of those things in the book, and it was a fun one to write and to finally share details about that experience.
Yes, I agree. I have the review copy, and I'm anxious to get the actual soft cover copy of it so that I can write in the margins and highlight parts. I still love real books. I also like Kindle books because they're convenient and you can take them places. So the ones that I like the best, I actually get both of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting that and highlighting it and reading it and having it be a treasure in my library.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for saying that. I hope that it does become a treasure in your library. Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, in that book, you know, it's important for me to describe in as much detail the things that I've learned. And one thing that I just remembered that was different about this book is I wanted it to be practical as well as, you know, because I provide a lot of energetic concepts, but I wanted it to be practical so that people could, you know, I didn't want people to read something and go, wow, that sounds so awesome, Carrie. That sounds great. But how do I do that? How do I apply it? How does that mean anything in my physical world? And so at the end of every chapter in this book, I have a practical exercise that allows the individual to take the concept that was explained and then use it in their own lives so that they make it practical. Because to me, that, you know, all these energetic concepts about spirit and soul and all of that, which is so significant and important, and that's what my life is all about, it doesn't mean anything if we can't apply it in our day-to-day lives. So that's very, very important to me to make this stuff practical.
Mm-hmm. So
you know what
true.
I mean? Because I love all the feel-good concepts, and to me that's how I live my life. But I want people to know that you can take these concepts and you can change your own life. You don't have to go through a near-death experience, and you don't have to have these you know, these gifts expanded like I did in that experience. Anyone can do it. Anyone can tap into their intuition. Anyone can use these energetic principles and completely change their lives. I've seen it happen with my coaching clients. It's so exciting when people realize, wow, you know, they don't look at me as a savior, like, oh, I need Carrie to help me succeed. It's me reminding them of how powerful they are and what is possible for them. And it's really retraining people to look at life in a different way, so they look at possibilities instead of limitations, or they look at, you know, options and what is possible as opposed to, you know, how they've been shut down again and again and again. So anyway, I could go on about, you know, so many of those topics, so you just lead me where you want to go.
Well, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about your radio show, the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, and it's also changed times, right?
Yes, yes. This year, this January, this month of 2015, we switched time slots, and it is today, every Wednesday, and now it's going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So we shifted from the 8 a.m. slot early in the morning to the afternoon, which I am so excited about because now that my daughter is in college, I don't have to be up at 5 o'clock anymore, and I thought, you know what? Let's just do this in the afternoon now. Have a little more flexibility, and but it is every Wednesday now at 1 p.m. Pacific, and it's called the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, because that's what we do. It's straight talk about the soul and empowering the soul, which is, you know, what we're touching on now. But we just go, we have fun, and we expand into some of these concepts. Some are more deep than others when it comes to energy, which I find fascinating and fun.
I do,
but,
too.
It's fun just to see how things unfold. And, you know, I try not to plan too much with these shows or with anything that I do, just, you know, excited about what comes through and what comes out and the connections that are made.
So true, and fun's one of my favorite words. It's, you know, if life can't be fun, then what's the point? So, you know, that's one of the things that had attracted me to you and what you wrote originally, is that it's playful, it's fun, it's colorful, it's lighthearted, it's light-hearted as well. You know, it's all of those things.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I really like to have fun on my show, and when I'm speaking in front of groups, I want to get people up. I get them dancing. It's about really enjoying life, because this stuff about enlightenment or expansion, it really is just lightening up. It's not taking ourselves so seriously. It's playing, laughing, having fun, laughing at ourselves, not being so serious about what we've done or didn't do, or what they did, or what she did, or he didn't do.
It's about, oh, I know, life gets
literally
so serious
lightening
sometimes.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of my affirmations I've been writing in my in a journal every day for over 2 years now, it says, I enjoy working in creative collaboration with like-minded people who are committed to healing the world with love, music, and joy.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one. I love
that
one. I think
that's exactly what you do.
It is. I really do live my life that way. And I think, you know, intentions like that are so important. You know, they're the fuel that allows us to experience life in a new way each day. So I set intentions every morning for, you know, to experience the optimal unfolding of my, and I've said this earlier, of my divine destiny for that day. You know, I want to consciously make choices that will open doors rather than close them. And, you know, I intend to make choices that allow me to connect with people as opposed to finding what's different or what's wrong. Or, mm-hmm. you know, it's amazing how just a simple shift in the way that we perceive life, or the simple shift in our perspective, completely changes the quality of our experience. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like every day I tell people, it's kind of like you open up an elevator door, brand new experience. You know, you don't know what's going to be on the other side, but you know that it's brand new and it's infinite. It's limitless what you can experience. And it all depends on you. It all depends on the lens that you're looking through. If you're looking to find things that are right or things that are wrong, or if you're looking to connect mm-hmm. or separate, you end up living two completely different lives, you know, and that's what's so fascinating and exciting about daily living is our option
true.
To, you know, we can pop around from timeline to timeline based on our choices, because anything is possible. And so to me, that is very, very exciting.
It is exciting. You know, the time is flying by, and I just need to mention that next week on January 28th, my guest is going to be my husband, Dudley Denader.
Oh, nice.
We'll be talking about the many ways that he's living his music as a singer and songwriter, graphic designer and photographer, and we'll also be talking about a novel that he's writing.
Wow.
And during the show, I'll be playing a song called Holiday on Earth from one of Dudley's albums, and talk about how you can use your time in ways that use more of your creativity and more joy in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Well,
and by the way, I love the name of your show. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got to let that music out.
Yeah, and Wayne Dyer had always said for years and years and years, don't die with your music still in you. And
yes.
a friend of mine had asked me, well, what did Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins do that you don't like? And I thought about it, and I thought, well, Wayne says don't a lot, you know. And I still really love him, but, you know, you have to turn it around in your mind to live your music. So I thought, how can I say it where it doesn't have don't and doesn't have die, and it would be live your music.
I love it.
And,
yeah,
some people, though, say that
it
motivates them more to hear don't die with your music still in you, because, you know, they go, oh, my gosh, I got to do it right now.
That sense of urgency. Oh, my God. I think that's one way to do it. It doesn't feel as fun to me, though, from that perspective. That feels to me a little bit more like an agitated state, not a joyful state of creating.
Exactly.
You know, when we
exactly.
Yeah. I prefer to create with joy, not fear.
Exactly. That's yeah. Well, that's actually how my middle name got to be Joy.
Oh.
Yeah. No, seriously. Susan Jeffers had said to name your lower self, you know, your chatterbox. She named hers. And I was out walking one day, and I thought, well, I don't want to just name my lower self. I want to name my higher self, too. So I named my higher self Joy and my lower self Jink. And so when my ego is talking to me, it's Jinx. And when
cool.
my spirit's talking, it's Joy.
I love it. Joy, joy, joy. Yes. Yeah, I think it's so important, the words we use. And, you know, we all have this consciousness word bank, you know, that is always intended to expand, to allow for more experiences. And the words that we choose determine, you know, the expansiveness of our experiences. That's how I have, that's how I've come to see it. And so I love that. We should all name our higher selves.
I think so, too. I encourage my clients and the readers of my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, to do that, to give a name to their higher self and one to their lower self. And then I have one in between now, also now, that's June. And June can listen to Joy, and June can also listen to Jinx. It's a choice.
I love that. Oh, I love that. That's fun. That's fun. You're making it fun, and you're making it playful and fun, so that plus it makes us lighten up on ourselves, so we're not so hard on ourselves, because we are human, and we're going to have those ego moments, and we're going to have all of that, and it's perfectly okay.
Yeah. I know. Some people think that being spiritual means you can't ever have any feelings, and if you resist those feelings and stuff them in a gunny sack, as you know, as a psychologist, they just come back out later.
Oh, yeah, fiercely. You know, they come out. It's sort of like suppressing a child and putting them in, you know, in time out. Or, you know, when you tell your ego or whatever you want to call it, there's so many names, to sit down and be quiet, it's going to come back screaming even louder. So you might as well just listen to what it has to say, because it is a part of you that is requiring attention and nurturing. So, yeah, absolutely.
So true.
Important. Yeah. There's so many things we could talk about.
Oh, I know. We need to do this again. I definitely want to have you on again, and we can talk more. But I like to ask at the end of the show, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And that's, to me, that's what you're all about, Carrie, is enjoying the journey and having fun.
Absolutely. I mean, I always say, in each moment, we're either like shrinking our light or we're expanding it. And, you know, we expand it by honoring our feelings and celebrating our divine perfection just as we are, and celebrating our magnificence and our unique brilliance. And that's how we expand our light, you know, instead of shrink it. And that's what we're here to do. You know, we get to determine the quality of this journey, and why not just celebrate? You know, that is one of my main intentions every day, is to find something to celebrate about myself, my life, my surroundings, my loved ones, always searching for something to celebrate, and it makes a huge difference. So.
Oh, yes, I agree. I totally agree. Feel and express your gratitude, appreciation, and love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then, yeah, it's, there's this one little phrase I've said for years, and it's count your blessings and watch them multiply. I mean, everyone has said that in one form or another, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you're grateful and you count your blessings, you look around you and they multiply, because that's what you're focused on. And all you see is joy and blessings around you.
That's so true. Well, our show is almost over, and I just really, really, really appreciate you being on the show, and I suggest that people go to your website, carriemurphy.com, find out more about you, and get your book, and listen to your show.
Yeah, we get started in half an hour. So come on over and we'll continue the party on my show. But thank you so much for having me. It was really fun. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being on my show, Carrie. I really appreciate it. And it's so wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. Well, let's expand this connection. I look forward to seeing you on Facebook as I normally do. And thanks again for everything. Okay.
You're
Bye,
welcome.
Everybody.
Bye, everyone.